Here we are again. Hello, Chris, you very sweet and very sexy woman. Hope you are having fun over there. On your way to Milan right now is what you'd said. You're probably taking your driving turn right about now on the 10-hour trip. If you said you were taking the second shift, assuming that all three of you would take a shift, probably about 3 hours apiece, which means you're probably about an hour into your driving section at this point, and hope things are going well, and driving on the other side of the road isn't messing you up too much. I'm sure you're doing fine. I am making this one, and I'm going to try to upload this on, I don't exactly know where yet. I was thinking of actually doing it as a podcast, but I forgot that if you try to do a podcast through iTunes, they want you to have an actual, like, website set up and stuff like that. I'll look into some things when I get back home and try to figure out where I can post these things as simple audio files for you to pick up, which, as I tend to do, has absolutely no bearing on what you're doing because you're already listening to it if you're actually listening to this, which means I've already figured out where it's going to be and you already know how to get it and you have done all that and are listening to it now. So disregard all of that and let's move on. I actually wrote down several things to talk about, but I'll save those for after I've run myself out here. I'm just chilling at the security desk doing a whole bunch of nothing right now. The janitorial staff is gone, so it's just me, and I just finished my first rove with everybody gone, and then I've got like about, you know, half an hour before I got to start another one, and then after that people will start showing up for the morning crud. So this is my time to record for the shift. And just wanted to say, yeah, I was looking at some things as far as job-related down there. And, yeah, I mean, I can wait and try for something a little better on a simple job. It wouldn't matter so much if I said, yeah, I'll be here in, you know, a few weeks, and after I'm there for like a month, I might have to come back here and refurbish a house for, you know, several days and then go back down. But for a nicer job, I don't really want to do that. But of course, if it's a nicer job, then heck with it, and I'll just pay to have somebody else work, do what's necessary to get my mom's place up and running. That does make sense. Yeah, but, I don't know how quickly you're wanting things to move down there. I know it seems like you want me to be up here and have to suffer the cold. I'm kind of okay with not really suffering that much cold. I know you want me to appreciate Florida and the heat for all of its hot and sweatiness, which is nice in some situations, just not, you know, when you're out in jeans trying to do yard work or something. But I don't know if that matters anyway. Okay, just disregard that too. That's another good thing to disregard. So, brought my lunch today, and I'm doing all juice. I'm trying to do all juice for, I'm gonna see if I can go actually 2 days with no solid food, with just doing the actual juice stuff, and see if that's possible. We'll see probably very shortly if I'm going to have the ability to do that or not. But I figured I'd give it a shot at least. You know, it's nice. Usually when I was doing the vegetable and fruit juice a little more intently, I would do that two meals out of a day. So I'd do that like in the morning. I'd do that until basically, you know, around evening time, and then I'd actually eat something. And some days I'd switch it so I'd wake up and I'd have like breakfast and stuff like that, and then I'd have the fruit and vegetable juice during the day and the evening. The downside to it, I mean, it's you kind of have to convince yourself, well, not convince yourself, but really make yourself realize, even though you're going to be hungry and your stomach is going to growl, and that's just going to happen like almost all the time, because when you drink like a glass of fruit and vegetable juice, it doesn't satiate your hunger for more than, you know, about 30, 45 minutes. So you drink a big glass of juice, and then, you know, an hour later, your stomach is literally growling again and just being like, oh, I want food, I want food. And you have to be able to kind of smack your body and say, I know you think you're hungry, but you're actually not. It's not that you're missing the nutrition. It's just you're missing the calories. And that's what your body's like, oh, I need to have stuff in my stomach. It's like, well, you know, you got everything you need. So you know you're not going to starve. You're not going to have any kind of, you know, nutritional problems or anything like that. It's just your body's going to want something solid, and it's not going to get it. So it's going to be like a little baby, and it's going to scream. And that's what babies do sometimes. And that will bring us to another topic, which I will probably talk about at least a little bit here. I'm not going to handle it too much. And I really don't want you to feel bad or negatively at all about not wanting to have kids, you know? And I really want you to be at ease on that subject. I mean, yeah, it's there are aspects to it that, you know, that I find really appealing, but really, you know, realistically, I look at things, I'm kind of like, you know, there's a very good chance that I'm just beyond that option at this point. And if that happens, and if that turns out, you know, that's okay. You know, it's not a bad thing, and I'm not going to feel like a failure in life if I don't have children. I'm not going to, you know. I think my mind was kind of grabbing hold of things and trying to tell me, it's not too late, and, you know, I kind of got to look at things objectively and realize, you know, in the long term, if you're thinking about things practically, it's not really very practical, you know? And so you miss out on certain things that parents are going to relish and love and everything. But there's a lot of other things that you're actually going to be much better off at, you know, than large families and everything. You know, you aren't putting your social life on hold for, you know, a decade until, you know, kids can actually watch themselves. You're not held to a specific area because you want your children to be in the same school or anything. You're not looking at living in specific, you know, suburban places just so you can have a place that's nice for kids to grow up at, and, you know, your summer schedule and everything isn't thrown into upheaval. So there are a lot of benefits to going that way as well, and that's all right. So when I saw your message that you'd been brooding over the last thing you said before you got on the plane, before you, you know, before the plane left, that, you know, the kid was next to you and there was no hope for me. You know, I don't want you to feel bad about thinking that way, you know. I don't want you to, you know. you're by far the most important part, and any thoughts that I've got about possible things in the future are just, you know, they're just pipe dreams, and who knows if they're actually any good or not, you know. I really like being with you more than anything, more than anyone that I've been with before, more than any, oh boy, that really sounds great. Okay, it's, oh boy. All right, where's my shoe? I'm going to unlace my shoe and see how far in my mouth I can get the shoe. Yeah, okay. I feel closer to you than anyone else. And I really, really like the things that we get to do when we get to do them. You know, it's a little difficult to do all the social things, which would be really fun, you know, over the internet. Which, okay, ready for another segue, which is one of the reasons why I really want to be there, you know. I don't want to miss out on stuff, you know. I want to be there. I know I'd like things a lot better. And I could probably find a medial job relatively easily. It wouldn't be the happiest, it wouldn't be the best, but I could get there very quickly and have a job that's basically the same as what I've got right here. You know, it's just a couple of inches above poverty level, which is the irritation. I know I was talking to you and you were suggesting taking the time and applying for something much better that's, you know, at the upper spectrum of what I think I can get, even though I don't think I could get a really good job. I think I could get maybe a decent middle management job. I don't know entirely. It would be really nice to get something into actual, like, video production, which would be nice, but the downside to that is at my current age, that's going to be difficult, because there are so many people in that field that are, like, fresh out of college people looking for jobs. That's not having a huge amount of experience to put behind it, except, you know, my own home project stuff that I've done. It's going to be a difficult sell, but I don't think it's an impossible one. But you know, I can start looking into those and start applying for the more mainstream occupations. The downside is it means I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be here until I find one. And, you know, doing this silly security stuff here while I'm looking for a better job, I don't think it'd be any different than doing the same type of silly security job there and looking for something better. But I don't know. I mean, it's a big part of it depends on how you feel, how stable your mindset is with me being there, you know, that soon. And if you want more time just to think about things and have a little more independence there in your own place before somebody else invades, you know, I understand that too. So there you go. There's some thoughts on things. I'm sure you're probably wanting to interject and, you know, tell me what you're thinking as I'm saying all of this, and I'm sorry you can't, because I do want to talk about these things, you know, actually have conversations back and forth, and, you know. But think about it and write it down what your responses are, or, you know, do whatever you feel like doing in response to this stuff. But I guess that's probably most of the serious things that were just kind of in my head. I jotted down some other things yesterday, just the course of the day. I was kind of like, these would be good things to mention, you know, if I do some more audio clip things. So I'm going to tap a little bit here so you can hear the little disruption. But if I can get to it, can I get to it? There it is. Okay. So, okay. Talking about me doing audio recording and all that good stuff. And yesterday evening, I watched some Doctor Who. And I watched a few episodes. There's the one where Winston Churchill's using the Daleks to try to win the Second World War. Kind of interesting. Yes, there's Return of Daleks, and now, or Daleks, probably would help if I said it right. I think I'm mispronouncing that simply because I'm looking at the word garlics, because when I spoke into the phone at the time, it said Churchill using the garlics to win the war. Like, yeah, okay, Daleks. And yeah, they're nice. They're new. They got a revamp. They look a little more spiffy, and they got some colors and all that good stuff. And they're leaving, and they're going to go create a whole bunch more, and show up later on. Which, oh boy, we love Daleks. Yeah. Okay, it's new Daleks. All right, I'll deal with that. New Doctor, new Daleks. I can live with that. The Spitfires in space. Okay. Parts of the TARDIS were in them, so all right, we can work with that. That's going pretty good. Little bit strange, but all right. Then the next one was the Angels. Oh boy, this was like a two-part one, and yeah, they came back and they were scary. They're always scary. They weren't quite as scary, especially when they got to be like so many of them. You're kind of like, after a little while, you kind of got used to them. You're kind of like, okay, yeah, there's angels everywhere. Yeah, they're really deadly, but yeah, they're just kind of everywhere all the time. So you kind of got used to them, I guess. The first part, though, when it was like coming out of the screen, so you had like the combination of like the angel bad stuff, and then you had like the shots from The Ring where the lady walks out of the screen. Definitely eerie as all piss. But, oh, wait, no, screen died. No, come back. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Did like some of the church stuff from the future, where, you know, you have the bishop and you have all the little soldiers, you know, they're all a big church organization and everything. I did like the line where the doctor is talking about how in the church there were the two-headed beings, and it's like, yeah, it was very interesting until the church made it illegal to have self-marriage. I was like, yeah, that's actually pretty well thought out right there. That was pretty interesting. I like the new doctor. You know, I really like David Tennant. I'm really starting to like the new doctor, not because I think he's a better actor or anything. I think he's probably about the same so far in acting ability. But he's just had some really good lines up until now. And I hope he gets some more later. One of his was the... I actually wrote most of it out. He's like, I'll do a thing. What thing? I don't know. It's a thing in progress. Respect the thing. That... His delivery on that was freaking perfect. I had to go back and watch that one like a couple of times right when I saw it. I was like, that's awesome. That's just, it was really cool. And yeah, that was kind of cool. And the last one I just watched was the vampires that don't actually turn out being vampires. They're like the fish from the crack in the universe, and they come through, and yeah, it's vampire stuff, and yeah, somehow vampires are very enthralling to women for some reason. I don't know why. They just want to kill you and take your soul, but I don't know. So that was kind of interesting, vampire fish things and all that good stuff. And I'm trying to unlock this so I can see the last little bit. You mentioned that the temperature was like really low. I was like, are you staying warm enough? But then after you talked about the hostel being like super hot, I'm like, how's the overall like electricity over there? Like some places it's defunct and others it's just way over the top, kind of overcompensating, I suppose. I don't know. One of the things my brother always told me about when he would go over there, because he'd go over to Austria for this like music festival every summer when he was in college, going for his music degree. He always said how there's not really a lot of hot or cold when you order like your drinks and stuff. He'd say that you could order a glass of ice water and a cup of coffee and they would be within like 30 degrees of each other. He says, like, you know, you ask for a soda or a Coke, you know, they'll bring you a Coke. It's like they won't bring you ice unless you actually ask for it. And when you do, you'll get like, you know, four or five little cubes and that's about it. It's like, okay, here's some ice, fine, whatever. Which just seems crazy to me, because whenever I have a soda, it's like, you know, 90% ice. You fill the cup all the way up with ice, then you pour the soda in just to take up, you know, the space around it. But that's mainly because I do that, or I should say in the right order, I do that mainly because I end up, you know, eating all of the ice, you know, drinking it as water, you know, slowly as the water melts and stuff. And then chewing on the ice later, I'm sure you've noticed. And, I don't know, the thought of just drinking a straight soda without having the water to kind of, you know, dilute the sugar and the syrup and everything is just a little crazy. It doesn't taste quite right. It tastes too syrupy. It needs to be a little watered down. It's better, and it's better for you. And it's better to be drinking more water than less water. That's my opinion, darn it. So why doesn't every soda have water in it in the form of ice? Never mind. I'm babbling. Babblefish once again, and there you go. And I've kind of gotten myself out of the things I was talking about here, and I hope things there are going well. I know it's a lot of crazy stuff to see, and I'm sure it's really exciting, and that's part of a bummer. You know, you get to see all this really cool stuff, and you get to get all these really neat memories and everything, and you know, I'm staring at the same stinking security cameras every day and just kind of realizing that I would much, much rather be there. I'd like to, you know, have a big vacation trip or something. But I had my trip, but my trip was going back to Tampa, a place that I'd already been. So it's like, yeah, I mean, it was wonderful getting to see you. Don't get me wrong at all there. I would not trade that for anything. And any other trip that I make, I am going there to see you. I'm not bothering to go anyplace else. That's really what I am interested in. But once I get there, then trips elsewhere would be cool, eventually, you know, in time, all that good stuff. One step at a time. And hey, vacations are a lot easier to do when you don't have kids. Oh, did I say that out loud? I think I did. I'm sure I did. Speaking of saying things out loud, let's just say that there was a occurrence this morning, you know, where you kind of showed up in picture format, and it was really good, and yeah, that's all I will say about that. It was really nice, and I hope things are going okay there. I don't know if you've had a opportunity or the need to listen to the Happy Eric audio, but if you do so choose to listen to that at some point, I hope it comes in handy. And yeah, and it's, yep, and it's about time for me to go do my little run around. And I miss you a lot. I miss being able to see you and being able to actually talk with you and everything. It is really nice to get your messages, though. It really, really is. And I know you're thinking about me while you're over there. And I'm thinking about you a lot while I'm over here. And we'll get this figured out. And, yeah. Be there and be happy would be really, really nice. So, I will sign off. And hopefully I will get this thing working later today. And let's kind of do one of these each day, babble for a little bit until you get tired of it, give you a little something to listen to whenever you get a chance. All right. I miss you, and I can't see you soon enough, but I will. All right. Bye. As soon as I actually get this thing to where it needs to be. Okay, double tapping back to recording. Okay, thank you. All right. There we are. Me and the phone are cooperating now. Okay, I'm going. Love you. Bye.